Proclamation number 5682 of 23rd of May, 1953. Otherworldly souls pursue spiritual work. Wherever you are active in my name, I'm with you with my blessing. Just always pray under my guidance and then you will also walk the right path. Then you will work in my will and with my strength. The struggle will become increasingly fierce, and light and darkness will increase the closer the end comes. The light seeks to shine through everywhere, but the powers of darkness don't want to let any light in, and they even build strong walls to close off their souls from the light of day. The struggle is becoming increasingly fierce, and strong fighters are needed who fight against the darkness and are not afraid of it. Every work done for the spiritual kingdom, for me and my teaching, is a battle against the powers of darkness, which will always bring a small success. For my blessing is upon it, because it is my fighters who stand up for the truth, who thus carry the light out into the darkness. And where my fighters fight, I myself am there, and no complete defeat can take place there either, because my bearers of light are endowed with strength and therefore can also tear down strong walls with my support. Therefore you should not slacken in your work for me and my kingdom, even if success is not obvious to you. There are rays of light which send their flashes into the dark night, and yet let people recognize the path which leads into the bright morning. No spiritual work is done in vain, for it is valued in the kingdom beyond, even if there is no success on earth. But countless souls in the spiritual kingdom follow this work of yours and derive their benefit from it, for they cling to every ray of hope. They hunger for light, and every spark of light touches them beneficially. And therefore no ray of light will remain ineffective, no spiritual work will be done in vain. Always put the spiritual kingdom first. Don't let the earthly kingdom come to the fore. Keep your distance from the world and send your thoughts to the spiritual world, from where light radiates towards you in abundance and only requires a receptacle to have an effect on you humans as light and strength. You will still be put to the test of faith, for you will have to decide for yourselves which kingdom, which lord you will choose. For this reason the world will also present itself to you with all its charms and temptations and strive to gain your attention. But the spiritual kingdom will also intrude into your thoughts, and then be strong and faithfully devoted to me. Call upon me to enlighten your spirit, to order your thoughts, to open your eyes and ears for what is right and true, and then you cannot go astray. Then it will be bright and light within you, and you will only seek to attain my kingdom and its righteousness. And then you will have won against him who wants to keep you in darkness and therefore fights against you with all means, but who fights for me and therefore with me and will also be victorious over the darkness. Amen.